cell number for me, so for future. Oh, okay. But good thing you got through. You persisted.
Okay. Joyce, I appreciate very much you playing the music on the air.
My pleasure.
The good news. I very much appreciate it. I look forward to see you at one of the events in the future.
Absolutely. Okay, take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, well, that was a lot of fun. A little bit of technical fun we always have here. But we're going to move on now to some more new music from the Danny Green Trio plus strings. One Day It Will is the name of the CD. And Danny Green was a guest here, about a year ago when he came and played at the Lily Pad. He's touring now on the West Coast, Pacific Northwest. And we'll have a listen to this here on the Voicemobile.
Thank you.
Oh, that is so lovely. The Danny Green Trio Plus Strings. And it's the CD is called One Day It Will. And the song is Time Lapse to Fall. And I'm very happy to have that. So I saw a great film, well, a very interesting film, I should say, at the Kendall Theater. And it was Chappaquiddick. Chappaquiddick is the story about Ted Kennedy when he was, well, they were out partying is what they were doing. There was a terrible accident, and he didn't report the accident for 9 hours later. He was ridiculous. And Mary Kopechne died, drowned in the car. He never checked back for her. And so it's a very damning thing. And, you know, shows what, if you have money and privilege, you can get away with murder. It interested me because my ex-husband's brother-in-law was the attorney, one of the five attorneys for the Kopechne family. And so they don't mention anything about that piece of it at all. But it shows a lot of things about, you know, what didn't fit together with the statements that were made and how the team of paid hired guns managed to kind of maneuver everything. I don't know if it's still playing. It maybe was only there for a week, but it was worth watching. They have a couple of interesting things coming up, one called Bye Bye Germany. They only keep these kind of independent films for 1 week. This one is May 18th. It's starting. There's another one called Little Pink House starting Friday, May 4th. And A Bag of Marbles starting Friday, April 20th. So that's still, let's see, that one. Actually, my friend wanted to see that, but I didn't really know anything about it. Let me see what, if I can read what the blurb says. Here, it's tiny. It says, a heartwarming adaptation of Joseph Joffo's enduring memoir tells the story of two young Jewish boys trying to escape on their own across Nazi-occupied France. In 1941, Paris brothers Joseph and Maurice, aged 10 and 12, have so little understanding of the persecution of Jews that Joseph thinks nothing of swapping his yellow star for a bag of marbles. Their concerned parents, Roman Patrick Bruhl and Anna Elsa Zilberstein, make the agonizing decision that the boys' best chance to survive is to flee on their own south to Vichy, France, where their two older brothers have found safe haven. Always one false move from tragedy. The tenacious youngsters survive on courage, ingenuity, stubbornness, and cunning, helped by the occasional kindness of strangers, as they make their precarious way through France, hoping to reunite with their family. More than anything, it's their brotherly bond that gets them through their ordeals. Newcomers Dorian Leclerc and Betsy Fleuriel-Palmieri give terrific performances as the brothers on the run in this suspenseful and exciting film directed by Christian Duguay. It's French, Canada, and Czech Republic, 2017. Well, it's for 1 week, so this is the 25th, so you could still see it. I guess it goes until Thursday. Abagofmarbles.com is the website. So this is over at the Kendall Square Cinema. Also, a lot of nice eateries over there. Mamala's, it's a kosher style deli. It's kosher style, not actually kosher, but that's always fun. So let's see. I wanted to share another announcement about the Tufts Art Gallery. Andy Warhol by Kimiko Powers. This is a picture from 1972. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Eidichman Art Center, 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University, just a stone's throw from the studio here. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery. Or you can also call 617-627-3519. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. There we go. Okay, so we have some new music now also from Edward Simon with Afinidad and Imani Winds. And the CD is called Sorrows and Triumphs. Okay, Edward Simon with Afinidad and Imani Winds. Incessant Desires is the song. Sorrows and Triumphs. Let's see what it says about all of this. Put my glasses on here. So, pianist-composer Edward Simon presents his album Sorrows and Triumphs, featuring Afinidad, his quartet, with alto saxophonist David Binney, bassist Scott Cully, and drummer Brian Blade. Richly textured Sorrows and Triumphs, to be released April 20th via Sunnyside Records, is also colored by very special guest vocalist Gretchen Parlato, guitarist Adam Rogers, and chamber quintet Imani Winds. One of the strongest pianists of his generation, with intuitive empathy and drum-like ingenuity, Simon solos compositionally with passionate elegance. That's a quote from Downbeat magazine. Well, now we just heard Incessant Desires. Let's see if they said anything about that particular one. I'm not seeing it right now. Anyway, we'll hear more from that because that's quite wonderful. And Edward Simon. So before that, yes, we heard from Danny Green. And let me tell you a little bit more about Danny Green. He spins alluring tales with his trio plus strings on One Day It Will. Richly engaging and utterly brilliant, a musical mind of rare sensitivity and rigor. CD Hot List. Another quote from All About Jazz, a vibrant, top-notch piano trio. So they're going to be up in Portland April 26th, so that's tomorrow. And up to Seattle, Victoria, B.C., Vancouver. Then they go down to San Diego. Then up to the East Coast, to Baltimore. Going to be a couple dates in New York and Connecticut, Cambridge. Oh, Saturday, June 16th in Cambridge, Mass. I didn't see that. Aha! I'm going to have to see if I can get over to that gig. Okay, good. Glad I looked at that. And then they'll be going back over to California and Sedona, Arizona. So, okay, next, something interesting. We're going to play another one from this wonderful new CD from the Lewis Porter Phil Scharf Group. And they just had a CD release, which I couldn't attend, but can't be everywhere, everywhere. Although, as a Gemini, it'd be nice if I could be. Hi. So, let's see. Let's play. I didn't even notice this. This is very cool. I wonder if there was something in there. Oh, there's a sleep. Okay. All right. Let's play. Well, we'll do some of this part one, part two. Let's go here. All right. Thank you. Yes, Elements. Okay. And we were listening to the Indian Recio. All right. We have a few more minutes here. Some events coming up. Kevin So, Alicia Sky, Beth DeSombra are going to be at the Somerville Armory Cafe Saturday, May 5th. And let's see, the show begins at 7:30 with an open mic, and admission is $10. The Armory Cafe is at 191 Highland Avenue in Somerville. You can call this number, 617-718-2191, or visit artsatthearmory.org, or you can go to facebook.com/Somerville Songwriters Sessions. So, Kevin So is a Chinese-American musician. He's been a guest on my show, but years ago. He's now almost 30 years of performing. He's been with Cab Moe, Miss Lee, all kinds of folks. And Alicia Sky, what do we know about her? She's taught workshops on mind meditation, theater exercises, writing and voice as tools for attunement, healing, and connection. That sounds quite good. She's a trained body worker. Excellent. Very nice. And Beth DeSombra focuses on the quiet meaning to be found in ordinary life. That was a quote from Sing Out magazine. Okay, she's got 2 top 10 songs on the National Folk DJ list. And sounds very good. I don't know if I'll be able to make that show, but that's Saturday, May 5th, at the Armory Cafe. Okay. And night to celebrate, Young Israel of Brookline invites the entire community with Yaakov Shweki and Rabbi Eli Mansour. Lag BaOmer evening, Wednesday, May 2nd. Okay, and Young Israel Brookline, 62 Green Street in Brookline. Tickets at shweki.live, that's shweki.live/Boston. And for more information, you can call 617-332-6279. There'll be a mincha service at 6:45 that evening, that Wednesday night. And then a Lag BaOmer lecture by World Renowned speaker Rabbi Eli J. Mansour. Mariv at 8. 8:30 is the Yaakov Shweki concert, and a late Mariv at 9:45. Dinner available for purchase between 7:30 and 8:30. So I will be attending that. Okay, let's see. I think we're going to go now to some more music from okay, what did I want to play off of this? 9:02. Let's go here. Laszlo Gardoni from his Serious Play solo piano CD on Sunnyside Records, Naima. Just exquisite. He is a masterful player. Okay, we're going to close out with Daniel Gill, the Sanctification in Strapkov, from his three orchestral works. And it's pouring out there. If you're on the road, please drive safely. And if you're walking, I hope you have an umbrella. Okay. Let's see. Chris Earle should be coming in now with Watch This.